Walk along the Jones Falls near Pier 6 in Baltimore's Inner Harbor, and you're bound to notice an unusual-looking contraption floating in the water. Called the water wheel, it's a strange combination of old and new technology that's been collecting and disposing of the Inner Harbor's trash and debris since May 2014. Here to discuss its design, function, and newfound fame is Adam Lindquist, manager of the Healthy Harbor Initiative at the Waterfront Partnership of Baltimore. Welcome, Adam.
Thank you, John.
Can you break down the technology behind this innovative way of reducing pollution in our harbor?
The water wheel uses hydropower and solar power to pick up litter and debris flowing down the Jones Falls River before it empties into the inner harbor. Water current turns the wheel, but when there's not enough current in the river, we have 30 solar panels that power pumps that can keep the wheel turning. Two floating booms funnel trash to the front of the device, where a spinning rake-like gadget pushes the trash onto the conveyor belt, and that trash is deposited into a dumpster barge. When the dumpster barge is full, it's changed out for a new one.
It's quite an invention. Where'd the idea come from?
The water wheel was invented by a local man by the name of John Kellett. His company, Clearwater Mills, came up with the idea after he grew tired of seeing trash flowing into the harbor.
How was the project funded?
We were lucky to be able to fund the water wheel project by two main grants. One came from Constellation Energy, the sustainable energy arm of BGE, and the other came from the Maryland Port Administration. And funding to keep the water wheel turning comes from both the Waterfront Partnership and the Baltimore City Department of Public Works.
That's a great partnership. Well, since its installation, I understand the water wheels gained widespread media coverage. You could even say it went viral. How did this come about?
Well, honestly, I was talking to my mother-in-law a lot about the water wheel, and she just didn't know what this device was. So I went out there and I shot a video of the water wheel and just kind of walked through how the device worked. I uploaded it to YouTube, and the next thing I know, it was picked up by the internet and by Reddit, and it became a very popular video and has now been viewed over a million times.
Wow. And it's got its own Twitter handle?
Yeah, it tweets about living in the Inner Harbor and eating trash all day at Mr. Trash Wheel.
That's fantastic. Well, let's talk more about what the water wheel's accomplishing. Has it been successful overall?
Our original goal was just to keep trash out of the harbor. And since we installed it last May, we've picked up over 150 tons of trash. So by that metric alone, I would say the water wheel has been tremendously successful.
And I'm guessing it's every kind of trash, at least the kind that floats.
Yeah, we've captured over 4 million cigarette butts, over 80,000 plastic bottles, and over 40,000 single-use grocery bags.
Wow. Where's all that trash coming from?
The trash that flows to the water wheel actually comes from the Jones Falls watershed. A watershed is an area of land that all drains to the same place. In the case of the Jones Falls, there's about 60 square miles of Baltimore City and Baltimore County that drains into that stream. So anytime anybody litters or doesn't put a lid on top of their trash and recycling containers, that trash will be blown into storm drains and then carried by rain into our streams.
So ultimately, what's the best way to get rid of all that trash that the wheel's collecting?
Well, what we like to say is put Mr. Trash Wheel on a diet. And the best way to do that is to dispose of trash and recycling in appropriate receptacles. But you can also support legislation that reduces litter and participate in neighborhood cleanups. And be sure to follow Mr. Trash Wheel on Twitter.
Got it. Thanks very much for coming in, Adam. You can protect our oceans by making simple tweaks to your daily routine. Make a difference by joining the 48 Days of Blue movement, which provides you with simple conservation challenges to tackle in the 48 days between Earth Day on April 22nd and World Oceans Day on June 8th. To learn more and to see a diagram of how the water wheel works, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.